because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I'm, can y'all help me? I lift you and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Come on over the building if you love that. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such special way. That's why I lift you up and I magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. Come on, help me sing. My heart, my mind, my soul belong to you, because you way back on Calvary. That's why, oh, I lift you up and I magnify. That's why with hallelujah in the 10th book of the New Testament, one of the prison epistles, the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, very familiar passage. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse number 20. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse number 20. One of Paul's epistles to the church. Paul writes from prison in Rome. Yeah. He writes 4 epistles. He used the prison cell as a platform, as a pulpit, in order that he further the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's very familiar. It's vital to the believers. It's vital to the believers. Ephesians 3. It's one of my favorite passages of scripture. That's why I don't worry about anything. That's why nothing shakes me. Alicia, nothing moves me in the area of being fickled. Ephesians 3rd chapter, 1 verse, just verse 20. Are you there yet? Now unto him that is able, come on, y'all, to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Y'all not reading. We ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Read 22. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all generations, world without end. Can y'all read that with me again so somebody can get happy? If you read it slow, you might feel it. Now does that mean later? Now is always present tense. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Lord have mercy. Look, can y'all just read it with me one more time? Somebody gonna get it in a minute. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Grass withereth, flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. I just want to talk a little while you still downtrodden, while you still tired, while some of y'all still sleepy, while some of y'all still suffering from hangovers and hang-ups. I want to share with you this morning that you can count on him. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're trying to get to. I want you to know this morning that you can count on him. Have anybody in here, have you ever counted on somebody to do something that was vitally important to you and he failed you? Have you ever put all your trust in something only that they will leave you undone? Is there anybody in here this morning that really knew without a shadow of a doubt that you can put all your trust, you can count on, you can rely on a friend when things got thick, he got thin. But can I share with you this morning that you can count on him? I want to share with you somebody this morning that Paul shares with us that you're actually able to, without a shadow of a doubt, you can count on him and he'll never fail you. Is there anybody here can honestly say that the Lord has failed him? That he didn't do what he said he was going to do? Have you ever came up short in your life? Then we ought to rejoice. I don't know what's going on with you, but I come to rejoice because I know that whatever goes on in my life, I'm actually able to count on my friend. Paul writes this. I ain't going to keep it long because you don't act like you won't stay long. I'm going to talk about you can count on him. Paul writes 6 chapters in this Ephesian book. He writes 155 verses. He writes 24,022 words to share with us that we can count on him. He writes now, this book that he writes, it's called the Ephesian books because he writes to the church. He writes to the body of Christ. We ought to be interested in this book because Paul writes to share with us, it's not about doctrine, it's about our behavior. I think 4:1 says that I beseech you that you do what? Walk worthy in the vocation where which ye are called. Amen. Paul writes to us. He want to share with us as he writes to us this morning how we ought to act in the church. How the church ought to behave. There ought to be love and unity in the church. And what has happened? What has happened to us? What has happened to the body of Christ in this 21st century in our Christendom is that the body of Christ, we have allotted the enemy to come into our worship and steal and kidnap our praise. That's what's happening. Some of us right now, we're meditating on how to instigate confusion. Instead of giving God praise, we're meditating on what has happened to us. We're meditating on our problems. We're meditating on what we're going to do about, this bill that we don't have no money and we still got money. And that's why the enemy can actually come in and you still don't understand it. See, the enemy has kidnapped your praise and all we have to do to pay our ransom is worship. The ransom for allotting the enemy to release our praise is to worship. See, the enemy can steal your praise, but he can't mess with your worship. That's why the Bible declares, if you go worship me, you must worship in spirit and in truth, because God is a spirit. But the devil, he's not omniscient, he's not omnipotent. He don't know nothing unless you share with him. And while you're pouting and while you're doubting to
talking about your bills and talking about your problem, talking about your trials, talking about your tribulation. I just got by to share with you this morning that you can count on him. That's enough to rejoice about right now. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care how the enemy tried to overtake you. But you got to understand that there is somebody that you can always call on, and his cell phone is never busy. Y'all going to help me today? You can beep him, and I promise you, he'll answer. All you need to do, he said, if you just draw now unto me, I'll draw now unto you. Somebody said he's only a whisper, a prayer away. And the problem with us, we've allowed the enemy to come into the church and to tell us that we ought not pray. Because we're out of order to talk to God. I don't understand. You come to his house and you don't want to talk to him? Some of y'all are so quiet, you can hear your own self breathe. In the house of the living Lord. Well, the Bible declares that make a joyful noise unto him. Make a joyful noise, all ye land. He said, come before his presence with listen, if you don't have anything else to do, you ought to give God some thanks. Yeah. Listen, you can get happy all by yourself. When you start thanking the Lord for one thing, then here's something else. Thank him for life. Thank him for help. Thank him for whatever that he's done for you. He allotted you to be here today. That's enough to give him praise about. Don't understand the body of Christ. We still allow the enemy to come in and dilute our praise. He's diluted our praise. He's downgraded our praise. He's segregated our praise. He's segregated, diluted, separated, and we're still sitting down as a corporate body, and all of us together, we can't give God praise. Watch it. We can praise him for the same thing. He's been good. I still ain't got nobody. Are you hearing me out there? All of us corporately, we come together. We come for the same purpose. We ought to be able to praise him together because he's been good to all of us. No, not just me. I say all of us. And if the Lord's been good to us, the Bible says, one of Psalms 107 says, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Then he goes on and says, let the redeemed of the Lord, in other words, to be redeemed, you've been bought back from the enemy. Somebody then went back and resold yourself, but can I tell you that he'll buy you again? I wish I had Hosea here. Tell me, go. He will buy you back from the hands of the enemy. Somebody right now is sitting in the enemy's hand because you're weeping and you're moaning, you're pouting and you're doubting because you really don't understand now unto him. He's able. He's able. There are five A's in this text. There's five A's. And you need to rely on these A's. To count on means to be able to depend on. Can you depend on God? To count on means that you can trust in God. Can you trust in him? To count on means that you're actually able to rely on God. Count on him. Whatever's going on in your life, you can count on him. Paul had been with the Ephesian church for a minute. He had been teaching on his third missionary journey. He had built the church and he was teaching the Ephesians. He said, listen, there ought to be so much love in this place that the enemy ought to be fearful to come around. That's the way it ought to be in the house of the living God. That's the way it ought to be in this church, that we ought to have so much love for one another that the enemy ought to be afraid to touch any one of us. Because if he touch you, baby, you got to deal with me. Y'all going to help me preach? If the enemy would happen to come around this church, he ought to be so filled, he ought to be shaking in his boots because the love that shed abroad in this church. We need to stop sitting down talking about one another to one another. We ought to, Bible said that the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Every now and then, our brothers, our sisters, we get weak because of happenings that goes on in our life. But when we come to the house of the living God, listen, we ought to be able to rejoice. Paul said rejoice. He said, again I say rejoice. Rejoice for what, Paul? Because it's God who has made you. He's brought you another father, and he's the one that's blessing you. You ought to be able to rejoice if you ever go rejoice. And I know, I told you before, that all of us, we know how to shout. Everybody that's been in the house of the Lord just a little while, we know how to shout. Watch this. You ain't even had to be in the house. You know how to shout. Watch it. Win bingo. Win the lotto. Oh, you know how to shout. You even know how to dance. But when you come to the house of the Lord, listen, can I tell you that he's greater than Bengal? Favor of the Lord is better than Lotto, Casino. You ought to shout that Lord finds favor in you. Y'all ain't out there this morning. But listen, we ought to be able to just shout. We ought to be able to rejoice. We ought to lift up holy hands because the God has found favor in us in spite of us. We're still alive. We're still alive. Y'all ought to understand the value of life. And in order that some of us understand the value of life, you ought to go talk to your cousin in the graveyard. We ought to rejoice just because, like grandma said, the Lord has blessed and spared me one more time to be here. Being here is better than being there. And just for that and for that alone, we ought to be able to rejoice. I've never before in my life seen a people that should be grateful so hateful. You don't come to his house that often, but when you come to the house, look like you ought to be jumping over doing weeds, because all that he has done for you, all that he's still doing, and all that he will do for us. I believe in the not yet. You looking at me now, but you ought to wait a while. You ought to wait a while. You might go through little changes now, but I'm glad that trouble don't last. This too shall pass. We got to understand that. If you can understand that, while you're pouting, you ought to be shouting. God will allow some problems, some trials, some tribulation into your life because you're built to handle it. John said, in this life, what life? The Christian life. He said, Miss out there, in this life, you will have some trials and some tribulation. But he said, don't worry about it. He said, be of good cheer because I've already overcome. And if we are overcomers, we ought not worry about trouble. Trials. We're no longer victims, but we're victorious. Don't let the enemy victimize you because you're victorious. We're no longer victims, but we're victorious. How we're victorious now unto him who's still able to keep you from. He's able. Anybody know that he's able? He's able. That's all I stopped by to tell you this morning. He is able. Paul had been with this church, and Paul had been teaching. He had been preaching about the church's behavior. How you ought to act. Not, watch this. Not just behind these four consecrated walls. Because I told you, all of us, we know the lingo in the church. Yeah, we do. We know how to, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, thank you, amen. We know the lingo in the church. But what about when you leave this place? Paul said you ought to walk circumspectively in the world. That men and women in the world. And I told you before that our business, our work is not in the church. Our work is in the marketplaces where we work at. How many of your bosses know that you're saved? How many of your co-workers know that you're saved, that you love the Lord, that you've been baptized, born again, sanctified, rejuvenated, washed in the blood? How many of you on your job? How many of your friends know that? How many of them respect you on your job? Yeah, it's quiet in this house. How many of you, on the job, you know, they smoke weed, and you know they smoke weed, but they ain't going to smoke around you because they respect you. They cuss a lot. They cuss like sailors, but I ain't going to, don't cuss around her, girl, because, you know, she's holy. She's safe. Is there anybody here can actually testify that you get respect on your job, respect in the community? Everywhere you go, people respect you because they ought to know who you are and whose you are. My daddy said, if you want respect, you got to give respect. And if you give respect and they don't get respect, then you ought to ask for the respect that you deserve. And if you ask for the respect and they still don't give respect, my daddy said, take respect from them. Paul, he was teaching this church. He was teaching them how they ought to act. He was teaching them. I remember when we were little people, when we used to ride down Hughesville in our cars, man, and we used to be drinking our Jack Daniel and Coke. And when we get by the church, we'll stop drinking, turn the music off, and pass by. You know, we didn't want the Lord to come out of the church and get in the car while we was passing by and mess. Not that. We just didn't want to mess with our drink. but we'll pass by the church and we pick up our drink and go back to church. But we have that much respect for the house which was called by his name. But now we're drinking in the church. Peddling weed in the church. Y'all help me preach. I told you I ain't going to be long. And Paul is talking about our attitude, our behavior in the body of Christ. We are a part of the body. And Paul said we ought to act like what we talk about. We talk a good talk in the house. But what about outside the house? Some of us cuss like sailors. Y'all help me preach. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of us cuss like sailors. Drink like shoe pigs. Come on, say amen. Say, I'll say something. But I realize, listen, watch this now, because some of y'all looking funny. None of us perfect. The Bible declares that in my flesh there lies no. Okay, you might not drink, but you smoke. Don't you try and diss me because I drink. Don't you try and dismiss your neighbor because he smoke a little weed every now and then. The Bible says, watch this, watch your position. If any man be in Christ, am I talking too much? Am I talking too loud? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. In other words, there ought to be some spiritual growth in you. People ought to be able to see some growth. Yeah, I still smoke, but I don't smoke that much. Still drink every now and then. I just drink occasional now. There ought to be some growth because you are becoming. And don't let nobody try and tell you that you're not making progress. Because there are some people that God, that the enemy will put around you to try and retard your growth. Try and keep you set where you are. Don't want you to move to another level. Paul teaches the church. He said, listen, you got to walk that folk will actually know. Anybody here got a pretty good discerning spirit? Do you know a Christian when you see a Christian? And I know some of us good with our choir robes. I know some of us pretty good with our chopper hats. Some of us, we look the part. We look like a Christian. We act like a preacher. But if you've been born again, if you're anointed by God, you ought to have a discerning spirit. There are some things a Christian just can't do. Paul shares with them, and he had been teaching them for about 3.5 years. And Paul shares with them. They had actually, Corey, began to love Paul. They began to cherish him. They wanted him around because whenever Paul was around, looked like everything was all right. Looked like any kind of problem that they had. If they took it to Paul, Paul was actually able to satisfy the problem. And had been with them so long, but now Paul, he's about to leave. So Paul is about to leave, and the Ephesian church got shook up. Who gonna pray for us now? Who gonna take care of our bills? Who gonna help us raise our children? Who gonna help me with my husband? Who gonna help me with my wife? Who gonna counsel with us? Who gonna pay my bills? Who gonna do this and who gonna do that? They got comfortable with Paul. So Paul stands up. Paul said, now unto him. I got somebody. I know somebody. I know somebody. I wish I had somebody. I know somebody. Paul said, don't worry, because I know I did what I was supposed to do while I was here. But I got to leave you now. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless again. He said, I know somebody. He said, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Able means his ability. Anybody? We want to reference his ability. Anybody know that God is able to do anything? But he can do anything. He can do anything. I found out that there were some things that I thought he couldn't do. But I found out in my time. I found out with my tenure with him. I found out that God is able to do anything but fail. That there are some things that he actually done through me that I didn't think that I could do. But I've learned to give God praise. I've learned to give God glory because of his ability. Yeah, won't God work it out? There's some things that you can work out, and you praying for the Lord to show up. But can I tell you, while you are talking about it, God is working things out. He He's a sovereign God, isn't he? He's sovereign. Sovereign means that he can do anything with anybody. He can do anything. God is sovereign, and anybody who can take the sting from death and the victory from the grave, definitely he's able to heal your little cancer. My Lord, I mean, if you can trust in his ability, he's able, y'all. You can depend on the fact that he's able to do what no other power can do. He specializes. You ought to be able to shout because he's able to do anything. Paul said, I know I was able to do some things, but he can do all things. He said it in his word. Matthew 28:18 said that all power is given unto me. He has power, y'all, and we got to understand he got power over death. He got power over diseases. He got power over distress. And he got power over the demons. I don't know where you're at, but you're in one of those categories. And if God got power, not just power, but he has all power. And because he's our Father, look like to me, we ought to possess some power. We ought to possess some power. We inherited power from our Father. We ought not be shaken whenever death hits. Because the people of God, the Bible says that he has power over death. We ought to be able to deal with death. Oh God, and if you're a believer, you ought to know that if anybody in your family die, you are not worried about it, because you ought to know that death, sometimes physical death, is necessary. Sometime you better understand that not only is this necessary, but physical death is ordinary. And physical death, watch this, is temporary. You got to understand, and you got to know for yourself that soon and very soon, you'll see your loved one again. It's only because of the ability, Paul says, that we have in him. We can count on in him. Who is him? Him is a form of he. He himself is a form of we use when the subject is the same as the object. His is the one that belongs to him. Him is the first person. He refers to him. Himself refers to he who is him. His refers to the one that belongs to him. Okay, let me slow it. Him, count on him. Who is him? Him, my brothers and sisters, is a form of he. He is himself. Himself is a form of he used when the subject is the same as the object. That means his. His is the one that belongs to him. Him is the first person. He refers to him. Himself refers to he who is him. His refers to the one that belongs to him. Now unto him. He is God our Father. He is the one that's able to do anything but fail. We can rely on his ability to do anything. He transforms life. It's him, my brothers and sisters, who had the actual place in our salvation. Not only that, let me help you. Not only can we refer to his ability when things go wrong, but we got to recognize his abundance. None of us should suffer lack. We've been relying, and now we're scared in our boots because we think Donald Trump going to be president. Stop our Social Security. Already done shut down us hospitals. Earl King Long, Baton Rouge General, shut it down. When Trump get there, he going to send us back to Africa. Never been myself. Would love to take the ride. Especially since it's free. But we are shaking in our boots only because we are relying on Trump and our Social Security and our checks on the first and the third as our source. When you can depend, when you can count on him. It's not jive. I don't care. I don't care if I get laid off from my job. I don't care if it ran 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It don't make me no different, because it ain't my problem. I'm just going to count on him. It's not jive. It's Jehovah Jireh. Y'all going to get that? He is our provider. It's him who bless you and keep you healthy enough to get up and go to work and make you a dollar and a quarter. never lose the source. You can lose the resource because the source again will give you resource, but don't ever tap into the source. If you know that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly, watch Corey, it says the earth belongs to the Lord. The fullness thereof. Watch this. He said the silver and the gold, but why are you suffering lack when your daddy owns the earth? Everything that dwells therein. Listen, I told you, y'all wait until y'all get to heaven to walk them streets that paved with gold to pick up some. I want gold right here. I want to live in the abundance. The abundance means more than enough. Yeah. David said, my cup runneth over. And if your cup run over, that means some falling in your saucer. Oh God. And that's why I hook up and I hang around with people who going somewhere. Some of y'all need to change your crowd. I ain't going nowhere with nobody who ain't going nowhere. Oh God, yeah. You need to hook up with some folk who you see, listen, elevating, going to the next. Every time you look around, you see them being blessed. You need to hook up with that brother or hook up with that sister and say, listen, what are you doing that I'm not doing? We want what they got, but we're not willing to do what they did to get to what they got. There's no sense in us being jealous about our brothers and sisters. Paul said that we need to love one another. That's what he teaches to the church. Listen, I told you before, Miranda, we need to learn how to celebrate when we see the Lord blessing our neighbor. We need to learn how to celebrate when we see our brother being elevated from one position to another. We ought to celebrate. I found out if you shout for somebody else will shout for you. If you rejoice in somebody else will rejoice in you. If God is blessing somebody else, it won't be long now. You know, it ain't going to be long now. Your turn has to come. If you be faithful, if you line up, it's called hupotasio. If you line up according to scripture, the Bible said, if you abide in me and my word in you, he said, then there's no good thing that I would withhold from you. Delay does not mean denial. You may not have what you've been asking for. It's not because God is not ready to give it to you. It's you not ready for it. How many know that your treasure is stored up? How many of you know that everything that you've been asking the Lord for, he has it? He got it right here in his hand. He's just waiting till you get ready for it. We got to rely on him. We got to be able to count on him, count on his ability. Then we got to recognize his abundance. He'll give us, and I love it, Brian, he'll give us more than enough. He's not going to just give us enough, because if he just give us enough, all we can do is do for ourselves. But God will give us more than, and watch this, because some of you right now are walking in the overflow and don't know what to do with the flow over. He's giving us, Jimmy, an overflow that we be able to help somebody. We used to sing a song, if I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can help somebody with the word or a song, then my living will not be in vain. I don't want my living to be in vain. I want to help somebody. When I get to heaven, Corey, I don't want the Lord to say, how much money you got in the bank? How many rooms you had to that house? What about that big car? No, I want him to say, how many souls did you bring? How many lives were changed by your ministry? How many lives, how many people actually turned over their lives, turned over new leaf and followed you as you followed me? We got to recognize, I want to help somebody. Not only that, but you got to recognize the fact that he's above. Count on him because he's above. He's everywhere. And he's everywhere. And that's why I love him so much. I don't have to worry but bothering him, because I found out that he's everywhere at the same time. He can be helping you, and you, and still help me at the same time. I serve a big God. I serve a God that's everywhere. I serve a God that, baby, he don't even have to come to my house. If he just spoke a word, my needs would be met. It's the kind of God I serve. That's why I'm able to count on him. I'm able to count on him because I know about his abundance. I know that he's beyond. I know that he's above. He's above and not beyond. Understand? He's above, but he's not beyond. He's not beyond my expectation. He's not beyond the fact that I can't get to him. I find out he's never too busy. Find out that whenever I call him, definitely he'll show up. It's the kind of God I serve. And that's why Paul says, don't y'all worry about nothing. I'm going to leave you now. He said, but I got somebody that you can count on. I got somebody that you can actually trust in. You can put all your trust in him. I got somebody that you can rely on. You can depend on him because he'll never fail you. You can tell him all your secrets, and I promise you, he won't tell nobody else. That's the kind of God I serve. He'll keep you from being discovered. There are some things about you that you don't even like, but I thank God that he'll keep you from being discovered. Thank God you can tell him a secret, and I promise you, he'll never tell nobody else. I can count on him. I can count on him to be a friend that stick closer than anybody. I found out that a lot of times in my life I needed somebody and I didn't know who to call on. And sometimes he'll just come in here. He'll just walk in and say, listen, you can count on me. Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of God I serve. And you got to realize again that he has all. He's all, not only is he's above, but rely on the fact that he's all you need. He's all you need. There's some things that you think you need, but can I tell you, all you need is him? Yes, sir. All you need, he's the high priest. Yes. All you need, he knows, Corey, what you need before you ask. Yes. And the reason why I love him, because he promised to supply all of my needs. Yes. And I know that he can supply all my needs because he sits above. Not only does he sit above, but I got to recognize the fact that he has the abundance. Everything that I need, God has it. Not only that, but he has the ability to reconcile man back to himself. Not only that, but anything that I ask him for, I know that he has it in his hand. But our problem, as I go to my seat, our problem this morning is we act as though we don't know that we can count on him. Our problem is that we ignore the fact of his ability. We try everything and everybody, and then we go to the Lord. Not knowing, we used to sing a song, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And it's all because we don't carry. And that's everything to God in prayer. As believers, as a church of the living God, we got to reverence his ability. We got to reverence his ability because his power, he got power to do anything. Then whenever there's a problem in our lives, we got to recognize the fact that Jesus paid it all. And all to him we owe. He is, y'all, he is our creator. He made us. He walked out from nowhere. And then nowhere became somewhere. The earth was without form. But when he walked out from nowhere, the earth started taking form. I heard him as he began to speak, y'all. And he said, let there be. And when he said, let there be, then the world started shaping and forming itself. You remember, don't you, when he declared, let there be, and then the planets went up into the proper perspective. When he said, let there be, you remember how the sun began to form and get into its own socket. When the Lord declared, let there be, you remember the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper went into a formation and formed itself in the sky. You remember, don't you, when he said, let there be, you began to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I wonder where you are. You say up above, aware so high. It's like a diamond in the sky. You remember, don't you, that you can count on him. When he declared, let there be, and then the frog, the dog, and then the hog came into existence. You remember when the Lord declared, let there be, the cat, the rat, and even the bat came into existence. You remember, don't you? You can count on him. Because you got to realize that he is above, but he's not beyond. You got to realize that he is all that you need. But one thing, don't you forget, because the Bible says you got the axe in his name. My Lord, and anything you ask in his name, the Bible declares that he will give it to you. And God, you got to humble yourself by the mighty hands of the Lord. And if you humble yourself, the Bible said that the Lord will he lift you up from a bowed down head. And God, one thing I know about him, he'll give you to a troubling man. I found out that the Lord is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. And God, I found out in my life that whenever the enemy is on my trail, hellhounds all around me. Oh God, I found out today that the Lord is all you need. And God, you can count on him when you're in distress. And God, the songwriter declared, he'll come down from the sky, and he'll wipe away the tears from your eyes. And God, anybody here, do you know him? You can count on him. Have anybody here ever called on him when you needed him? He will step right in on time. And God, you can count on him when you're feeling down. You can count on him. Anybody know he will? He'll fix it for you. Yes, he will. Whatever the problem is, count on him. He will solve your problems. And God, don't know about you, but I've been in some terrible fix. And God, I didn't know how I was going to make it. And God, but I caught on him, and he stepped right in on time, and made everything all right. And that's why I began to call him my waymaker. He'll make a way. I wish I had somebody. Walk the Lord. He'll make a way. Yes, he will. And God, when my body was racking with pain, ain't God all right? Is there anybody here that know him? He will. He'll be a healer. Ain't God all right? He'll heal your body. I know what folks say, that there is no cure for cancer. But look at me. A testimony. Chemo didn't heal me. Radiology didn't heal me. But nobody but Jesus, my waymaker. Jesus took the sting away from cancer. And God, I wish I had somebody that will celebrate with me. He will. will. Won't you work it out? You can count on him. Will your friend turn it back on you? Walk away and leave you all by yourself. That's the time you need Jesus. Won't you call him? If you call him, he'll come. If you call him, he'll come. I know he will. If he did it before, I know he will. He'll do it again. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I can count on him. Be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will. I'm going to get somebody in a little while. God will. Anybody know that he will? He'll take care of you. Of lullaby, God will. I know he will. He'll take care of him. Won't he do it? Won't the Lord do it? When Billy couldn't help me, when Bobby couldn't help me, nobody, 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 nobody but the Lord. I call on Jesus. Yeah, I got confident in him. He loved me. Yeah, the Lord loved me. Yes, he does. For the Lord loved me. I know he loved me. I know that he loved me. Yeah, Jesus loved me. This I know. For the Bible, it told me so. Little one, here below. Sometimes you get weak, but Jesus got all power. All power in his hand. Gotta leave you now, but not before I tell you. He died. He died on the cross. Nobody could do it. Nobody could do it. Jesus had to come down after 42 generations. I counted on him. Abraham couldn't do it. Isaac couldn't do it. Jacob couldn't do it. Hezekiah couldn't do it. Obadiah couldn't do it. Jeremiah couldn't do it. Nehemiah couldn't do it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, nor John. Nobody could do it. But I counted on Jesus. I wish I had a witness there. I counted on Jesus. Yeah. Jesus can do it, y'all. He did it. He did it. He did it for me. He did it for me.